News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg, who's out having a personal day. In the studio with me right now is Sammy Dix from the Santa Rosa County Animal Control Department. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, first of all, how are things going at Animal Control?
It's a great day every day.
That's good.
We love it.
Awesome. Well, I know that you gave me a list of questions here, so we'll try to stick to the script here. So spring is in the air and kittens are everywhere, and I can vouch for that because I see them in my neighborhood all the time. What should people do if they find a kitten?
So, yes, it's the start of kitten season right now. The first thing anyone should do if they see a kitten is to leave them alone, and then second is to observe them. So there are some things you need to be looking for. So one of them, those things are going to be their condition. So if they're clean, chunky, or well-fed, and not in distress, it's more than likely mom is around. A mother cat does not stay with her kittens. She enjoys her personal space. I can vouch for that. I'm a mom. I enjoy my personal space. So anyways, she's probably out hiding or looking for food. And she stays away from her babies to keep predators away from them. You could try to utilize maybe a flower ring. If you see the kittens, you'll take some flour. You'll do a giant circle around where they are. I would say probably like a foot in diameter. And that flower, if you come back in about maybe 5 to 6 hours, you'll see little paw prints in them. And that's more than likely from mom. Mm. And that'll let you know that mom is taking care of them. Now, if the kittens are dirty and covered in their own waste, visibly underweight, or just appear in distress or in some type of medical crisis, we ask that you call animal services and let us know what is going on. Take a photo so that way you can show that to an officer, and the officer is actually seeing what you're seeing, and we can start coordinating things from there. We do not have staff on at the shelter 24/7, so we have to utilize fosters for neonates. So it's best to call, not grab. We would call catnap. So
okay. So how can the community help to prevent kitten season from coming around every year?
There's only one real way to prevent overpopulation of animals, and that is being responsible. And that is spaying and neutering your pets. There's a low-cost spay and neuter clinics in our area, and you can find a list of those clinics on our website at www.santarosa.fl.gov/animal-services.
And the shelter, is it animal services or animal-services?
I believe it's animal services.
Okay.
And the shelter also offers a community cat day, and which is a really wonderful program. So far this year, we've fixed over 600 feral cats. And this program is simply a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. And we'll end up giving the cats a rabies shot, fixing them with their spay or neuter, ear tipping them, and then the community will simply release them back to where they got them. And you can find all those details on our website as well as our Facebook page. You can also find out when our next community cat day is.
Okay. How many animals are currently at the shelter?
You want to take a guess?
Andrew always does this to me when I'm his producer in the morning, and I always guess wrong. I'm going to say 100.
Okay. Close.
Okay.
I wish it was 100. But the number is actually a really incredible number. It's been the lowest that I've ever seen since I've been there, and I've been there since 2022. At times, we've had over 400 animals. So right now, we are sitting at 203 animals in our care, and that's not only at the shelter, but also with fosters. Mm. Right now, it's 103 dogs and 100 cats.
So how can I put you on the spot and ask you how many people are, or how many of the animals are with fosters, and how many are actually at the shelter?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
But you can definitely, if you're curious about it, call up to the shelter and somebody will be able to get that information. But
that would definitely speak to the importance, I think, of having people in the community to foster animals.
We absolutely love people who volunteer and foster for us. Without our community helping us, I don't know what we would do, to be honest.
Okay. So how are we able to keep that number down?
Again, that goes back to our fosters and our volunteers who take their own time to come into the shelter or even bring animals into their own homes and give these dogs or cats the appropriate socialization, maybe even teach them a few tricks and some manners. and allows the animals to decompress from shelter life, because shelter life is very, very stressful. So when you come into the shelter and you see a dog acting a certain way inside a kennel, just because it's acting that way doesn't mean it actually acts that way outside of the kennel. So having them go into someone's home and decompressing and getting that love that they need and that attention helps us to better adopt these animals out. So we definitely appreciate our volunteers and our fosters for doing those things.
Okay. So Sammy Dix from the Santa Rosa County Animal Control is our guest today on Frisky Friday. If you have any questions for her, 437-1620, 437-1620. And this is certainly a big topic because people see animals running through their neighborhood, dogs living its best life and likes to visit all the neighbors. Or like you said, sometimes there's kittens or cats on the side of the road and you're trying to determine whether or not they're homeless or whether they're just out living their best life. Mm-hmm. So, what should people do if they find a stray and how do they determine that?
So if you do happen to find an animal, it's not always abandoned. So if they look clean, well-fed, there's more than likely a home nearby. So take a photo. Post on your local Lost and Found or maybe your Ring or your Nextdoor app, and then call us with that sighting. You can reach us at 850-983-4680, extension 2 for dispatch to get animal control, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If it happens to be something that is after hours, we ask that you call a non-emergency number, which is 850-983-5372, and ask for animal control.
I know a lot of dogs like mine are actually computer chipped. So is that something where they could take them to a shelter or?
So that's a microchip. And it's actually a wonderful tool and one that we love seeing when we're out and we're trying to determine if it's a stray or not. So we use our microchip scanner, we scan them, and we get the information. So the biggest and most important thing I want to express to the community is making sure that your microchip information is always up to date and current, because that is the quickest way to get your animal back home.
Mm-hmm. And who's the best person or entity for them to go to figure out where that animal came from?
So you can come to Animal Services.
Okay.
You can go to your local fire station. They have them in Santa Rosa County, so I would call them first. There are a few that do not, but most of them do. A vet's office is another place to go and have an animal scanned.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. You'll hear everything from Marty Stewart to Mary Raven to Charlie Daniels all at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night. Don't forget, pets are glass, not allowed.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. In the studio with me right now is Sammy Dix from the Santa Rosa County Animal Control Department, and talking about finding animals and what you're supposed to do with them to make sure that they can get reconnected with their owner. Now, we were talking a little bit about calling after hours. How does that work?
So we are blessed to be able to work 24-hour shifts. So with that being said, after 4:30, which is normal business hours, and then before 8 a.m., an officer is on call, and it's just one officer. They service the whole Santa Rosa County. So the singular officer has, so I should say, when you call in to the non-emergency line, which is also the 911 dispatcher, you're to get in touch with that singular officer overnight. That dispatcher will determine the priority of the call that you're placing. If the call is of high priority, the dispatcher will send it out to that officer. If it is not of high priority, what will happen is they will send it through an email for the officer during normal business hours to make contact with the person who has placed a call. So when I say priority, we're talking about active dog attack. We're talking about an injured animal, something that is an extreme public safety issue, or of course a medical issue. So those are the top priorities that we would respond to during after hours. And then the other ones, of course, are not, they are important, but they are not high importance because there's only one officer on call after hours. So again, if you're dealing with a situation that you've been dealing with probably over and over, but you've not said anything and you choose to call during during after hours to the non-emergency line, it's not really an emergency. It's something that you should have called before it became a bigger issue. So we do express to everyone to call us before it becomes a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm. So the important aspect of that is, if you have a question, call.
Absolutely.
Okay. I hear that you have two new officers. Where are those located? Tell me about that.
So we do. We are now fully staffed at 7 officers with 2 brand new certified officers, Officer Butcher and Officer Spratt, and we're so thankful to have them on our team. And this will allow us to better serve our community with having a full staff, and they bring so much to the table. They're both previous military, so they're veterans, and just very well-rounded people. I couldn't ask for a better teammates to be added to our team. I mean, we already have a great team, but knowing that they bring more to the table, it helps us. Leading with that and us being appreciative of them.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to comment on the officers, though, because with them being military officers certainly do have a certain level of composure about them.
Absolutely.
So if something seems like you're going to be in a panic about it, you know that you're going to talk to somebody who's calm, cool, collected. They're going to be very professional about it and take care of business, right?
Absolutely. And we do deal with situations where it can go from zero to extreme very quickly, because our job is very emotional-based, because we're dealing with people's pets, and that's part of their family. Mm-hmm. So having people that can collect themselves like that is a great asset to our team.
I do hear that next week is Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week.
It is.
Tell me about that.
From April 12th through the 16th is ACO Appreciation, ACO Animal Control Officer. And we do encourage the public to stop by and let us know how they feel. And they can stop by at the shelter at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton to say thank you or just to talk with us. Our biggest thing, we do community outreach, and we love doing that. Our job is a very thankless job, and each one of us are okay with that. We don't need everybody to pat on our back. We know what we're doing. At the end of the day, we're helping animals and our community. But we do appreciate everyone reaching out and say, hey, thank you every now and again. But if you want to send us a gift, we survive off of caffeine.
Who doesn't? All right, Sammy Dix is our guest from Santa Rosa County Animal Control. We do actually have 2 questions for you, Sammy, on the text line here. We'll get to those quickly. One says, I have feral cats. I'm in Escambia County and have so far fixed 2. that I could get in the carrier. I tried to trap one last night but failed. Is there any tips for safely trapping?
So I would definitely first and foremost check your trap. Make sure your trap works appropriately. And then once you are able to get a cat in, that the cat's not going to bust out. So definitely check your trap. We use, sometimes if we're having a difficult time catching cats, we'll go and grab tuna fish or sardines. That helps. I would also cover your trap. Make it not look like a trap. So we place blankets over ours. Make sure that you're not doing it in direct sunlight, and a great like hiding spot. So up underneath a bush, because a cat's going to feel safer going in there. Definitely keep trying as much as you possibly can, moving the traps to different locations. Maybe stop feeding the cats for 2 days prior before trapping will help.
Okay. We have a second question for you, and if you do have any questions for Sammy, 437-1620. When someone scans an animal, like a veterinarian or at the shelter, is there a charge for that, or do they do it as a courtesy?
It's absolutely free. I've never heard of anybody charging for that.
Okay. Good to know. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg, who just needed a personal day, so you get me. In the studio with me right now is Sammy Dix from the Santa Rosa County Animal Control Department. And talking about finding animals and how to take care of them when you do find them. Now, looking ahead, the summer months, it's going to be hot outside. Any tips that you have for people?
So it's definitely starting to warm up. My tip to animal owners is making sure that if your dog is outside for longer than 20 minutes, they have access to food, water, and shelter. Even if they don't use the shelter, it is a Florida standard that you provide them with shelter. And when I say shelter, it's something that is three walls and a roof. And again, if your dog doesn't use it, as long as they have it. Also, be careful, the pavement is going to get hot. So if you like walking your dog, check the pavement before doing so, because you don't want to burn their paws.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing is whenever it does get super hot outside, adding some ice to their water bowls. Especially like if you have a husky and they have their own little pool, you're going to put ice in that pool for them. So think about it whenever you have a dog that's not a husky. They're going to want to play with the ice inside the water bowl, and it keeps them cooler.
I never thought about that, that dogs would appreciate heavy ice.
Oh, I know mine does. Mine likes to eat it.
Something nice and crunchy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I understand people can find you on social media. Talk to me about your social media platforms.
So you can find us on Facebook through the Santa Rosa County Animal Services page, and you'll find a bunch of cool information about the shelter. Also, if you're looking to maybe volunteer or foster, you can find that information on our website as well. If you don't want to foster or volunteer, that is absolutely fine. Maybe you want to donate something. Every Wednesday, we do our wish list Wednesday, and you can find a list of things that the shelter needs. And you just click on it, and it'll tell you exactly how to donate it, whether it's through Amazon or Chewy or Walmart, however that works. If you want to do that, we really would appreciate everything you can give us. Even if it's not your time, we'd love your time.
So santarosa.fl.gov/402/wish-list. That takes you to their wish list. And it is an Amazon wish list. So talk to me about some of the items that you are looking for and some that people might think, I should donate this, but actually they shouldn't.
So obviously we need food. Pedigree is what we use. Iams cat food is also what we use for cats. If you're thinking about toys, something that is very sturdy, because we do have dogs that are heavy chewers, and we don't want them to chew on something and they're going to ingest it, and then we have a whole other issue on our hands. Blankets, obviously not right now, it's getting hotter, but in the winter months we definitely need blankets.
Are knitted blankets okay?
No, knitted blankets are not okay. I would say something very sturdy, like fleece blankets. We use a lot of those, especially for our community cat days. We use the fleece blankets to cover up the traps. We also encourage treats or even pill pockets, because a lot of our dogs and our cats, mostly the dogs, will use the pill pockets to give them medicine. So we can always use those. Let me see.
So I noticed on the list here, some of the things to not take to the shelter would be like open bags of food, plastic pet bowls.
Yes, well, I wouldn't do the plastic pet bowls because we got heavy chewers, obviously, and that's what we're getting with the toys. Now, if you have an open bag of food and want to bring it, we have this beautiful program, and it happens on Fridays. It's called our Community Corner. And when people do bring in open bags of food that maybe their dog, they bought it the first time, their dog didn't like it, and they bring it to us, we'll put it on the corner for the community, for people who unfortunately weren't able to get food for that week for their animal. So you can bring that in too, but we just won't use it at the shelter for our animals.
Okay. And how do people find out information about fostering if they want to foster a cat or a dog?
So you can find that information on our website. You can call the shelter and speak with Jenny Arn, who is our foster coordinator, and then Tara Aguilera, who is our volunteer coordinator. You can call us at 850-983-4680. Okay?
All right. Sammy from Santa Rosa County Animal Control, thanks for being here today.